Joe Rizzo joins us, and Joe is the voice of the San Jose Giants. And, of course, as John and Dave often say, if they're not on the air, you can hear the game with Joe at sfgiants.com over the Internet. And, Joe, you are the play-by-play voice of the San Jose Giants. We love having you here, and you do a great job, and nice to see you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Marty. It's always fun being down here now for the whole month, you know, getting a chance to do all these weekday webcast games. And, you know, so many of our former San Jose guys are in camp and making an impact. So that's great to see.
How do you feel about the outfield? Because it's something that's on my mind. Farhan has said, I'm going to get another outfielder. How do they piece it together? We got Drew Ferguson involved. You got Maben involved. You've seen just about every game. What's your take here on March the 16th?
Well, I really like what I'm seeing out of Steven Duggar. You know, he's healthy again. He's moving around so well. You know what you're going to get defensively out of him, of course, in center. It was so unfortunate he was just getting settled at the end of last year when the injury happened, and September would have been so valuable for him. But I think he really is picking up where he left off. And, you know, the Giants, they need him to be an impact hitter at the top of the lineup. And he's going to play a high-level defense in center. So I think you feel pretty set there. It's the corner outfielders that, frankly, I think are still question marks right now. And Mac Williamson has been up and down this spring. He hasn't hit as well as he did last spring. I don't know if we can take anything from that. You know, spring training numbers generally are fairly meaningless. But at this point in time, he's the guy out in left. And the Giants are just so desperate to get some of the right-handed hitters to emerge in their lineup. You know, you hope you get the bounce-back years from Posey and Longoria. But you need more than that to balance such a left-handed heavy lineup. So Mac Williamson's going to get this opportunity now, and hopefully he can run with it. And I think Gerardo Parra is a very underrated signee. For the Giants. He's a veteran presence. He also is going to play a high-level defense in right. I fans are really going to enjoy that throwing arm in right, and he's going to make an impact there, and he looks good offensively. In terms of what's going to happen after Duggar in center field, I mean, Cameron Maben and Drew Ferguson are playing a lot. Neither is really hitting right now. So these final 2 weeks here before we get going for real are going to be very important. I'm not sure they know yet in terms of where they're going to go in that direction. But Maben's the veteran. Ferguson's the Rule 5 guy. Hopefully at least one of the two here can really step forward these final couple of weeks.
Yeah, Austin Slater's been sent out to Sacramento. He was in the outfield mix as well. Joey Bart, he's still here. He is still here. Bochy, I remember the first day of spring training, said, we'll keep the kid here for a little bit, get him a few at-bats. You know, we got a lot of catchers. He's still here.
He's still here, and even he's surprised about that. I talked to Joey about it yesterday, and he's loving his time here in camp. It's such a great experience for him to work alongside Buster Posey every day, to get a chance to talk to Bruce Bochy and this coaching staff on a daily basis. And you know what? He's earned it. He's batting close to .500 in these Cactus League games. And you know, granted, these are usually late-inning at-bats, and he's going up against minor league pitching at that point. But still, he's not fazed at all by playing here in front of these big crowds and some big moments. And the other day in Glendale, at a webcast game against the Dodgers, he comes up in the ninth inning, tie game, two outs, bases loaded, and he hammers a double off the fence in right center. Great opposite field power. Clears the bases. Giants win 4-1. And the place erupted. He got a couple of standing ovations right after the hit. And then when he came into the dugout, I mean, it's great to see. And Joey Bart's got such a bright future. I would say, you know, he's maybe not going to be major league ready this year. You know, that first full year in pro ball is very important. There's going to be some ups and downs. But the future is so bright for him.
All right. That leads me into the question. Joe Rizzo with us, and we had Kerry Crowley here just a minute ago. Give me a crazy prediction for 2019 and put it in terms of Joey Bart. Give me a crazy Joey Bart prediction.
I just said, you know, maybe he won't be major league ready, but I still go back to the path that Buster Posey took in 2009, which was right around when I was getting started in San Jose. And Buster, first-round pick, and first full year, he comes to the San Jose Giants. He ends the year in San Francisco. Maybe that could happen with Joey in terms of, you know, he's not going to be an impact player, we think, in the major leagues this year. But what about a cup of coffee at the end of the season?
I think that's a given.
Yeah.
I really do. He's a college player.
Yeah.
This is not Elliot Ramos, who we love. You know, he needs time to get through Augusta and San Jose and all that. This kid comes out of Georgia Tech, number two pick, and he's doing it here. I think he's going to be in the big leagues this year.
You know,
I really do.
It's hard to wrap your head around sometimes that at this time last year, he was playing college baseball.
Yeah.
And now here he is in big league camp and doing so well. So, okay, crazy prediction.
Go ahead.
Maybe it's not so crazy that he gets a few at-bats in September. And maybe building on that, I think he's going to have a real impact on the 2020 San Francisco Giants team.
Well, you know, I get your thoughts on this. In baseball today, how they manipulate service time. Now, this is something that's probably going to be negotiated. But look at Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Eloy Jimenez. The White Sox sent him out to work on defense. They did it with Chris Bryant years ago. You know, you need to take ground balls, you know.
Right.
What do you see happening? Because Joey Bart could be in that position. The Giants want to lose a year of him before free agency by bringing him up too early.
I think a lot will depend on how this 2019 season goes for San Francisco. Yeah. I think if the Giants are hanging in the race and we get into mid, late summer and you're looking to add it to your roster, to make a push and compete for a spot maybe in the top part of the division and maybe even the playoffs. And at that point, you know, maybe you're not rushing Joey Bart up to the big leagues because you need your veteran guys to hopefully lead you to a great spot. But if you're having a difficult year and you're struggling and you're going more towards a rebuild process, and Joey Bart's having a great year in the minor leagues, which we think starts in San Jose, and maybe he's up in Double-A or Triple-A at some point later in the summer, then I think you have to start thinking about the future. And and if you really believe that he could be an impact player as soon as 2020, then getting him a few at-bats in September for a team that isn't contending, that's maybe when we see him.
Makes sense. No, I agree. So that's your crazy prediction.
All right.
I think it's going to happen. Yeah. I think it's going to happen. Joe Rizzo is with us. Joe, San Jose Giants, tell us what to expect. I know you've got your staff here today with you. Nice to see her. What's coming up for you guys? When do you start, and what's everything looking like?
Yeah, well,
I saw Linda yesterday.
Yeah,
she was here too.
Linda Pereira is here, and a lot of our host families are here in San Jose. She does a great job with our host family program.
How does that work?
You know, it's these players that they come to San Jose. They're generally just beginning their pro careers. Joey Bart's a great example. He's playing college baseball last year, and they are learning what it means to be a professional baseball player. And that includes stuff on the field, but also off the field. And our host families do a great job of taking care of them. And it's so expensive to live in the Bay Area, of course, that it gives them, our players, an opportunity to be a part of a family for the 5-6 month minor league season. And Linda does a fabulous job with that. So it's a big part of what we do in San Jose.
So Joey Bart gets a host family?
He'll be with a host family.
Really?
Yeah.
If they charge him rent, they'll do well.
Well, we've got a great year, I think, ahead in San Jose. And it's not just Joey Bart. I mean, they're talking about Elliot Ramos, who was the first-round pick a couple of years ago, the 19-year-old center fielder. He will likely begin the year in San Jose. There are some very exciting young prospects that are coming up.
I got one to ask you about, and he's on my radar, is Jalen Miller, who's hit the ball well down here. I don't know what kind of fielder he is. I haven't seen enough of him in the field, but he was with you last year, Jalen Miller.
Yeah, he was probably our top all-around hitter in San Jose last season. And
22.
Very young still. You know, Jalen was drafted out of high school with a third-round pick a few years ago. So I think the organization, you know, they bumped him up maybe to levels where he wasn't quite ready yet. So those first couple of years, it was a real big adjustment, and the numbers weren't great. Last year, I think he finally started to settle in. He was able to settle in defensively at second base. They've locked him into that position. And, you know, he's a right-handed hitter that's got some surprising power.
Yeah.
It's above-average speed. I've heard a Brandon Phillips comp for him. Jalen Miller is going to, I think, be a one to watch. And the jump for him up to Double-A this season is always so important because the California League in San Jose, these are some great places to hit. You go up to Double-A in the Eastern League, cold weather, big parks, you're facing top prospects every day. This is where you start to figure out if these guys are really true top prospects. And I think for Jalen Miller, among a few others, that's what he's got ahead. And if he continues to produce in AA, he's someone I think you might end up seeing here in San Francisco pretty soon.
Yeah, he's on my radar. Yeah. Every time I've seen the kid on the field, he's done something saying, wow, he can play.
He's done well here.
All right, so when's your first game?
So we start in San Jose on April 4th. That's our opening day down in Visalia. Our home opener in San Jose is April 11th. And we certainly expect and hope that Joey Bart and Elliot Ramos will be in that lineup in San Jose opening night.
It's going to be very exciting for you. I always enjoy getting all the emails from you, so you do a great job. And who's your staff today? Who do you have?
We've got Nicole Hernandez. She does a great job with our social media. She's here. We're doing a few interviews, heading over to minor league camp now to see our team.
How do we follow you on Twitter? Where are you?
At Joe Rizzo.
R-I-T-Z-O.
R-I-T-Z-O. I'll have all kinds of San Jose updates on our prospects this season.
Well, great having you. Love having you on, and we'll be in touch during the year. Trust me, this year we're going to keep in touch with you.
Definitely. Exciting year in San Jose. Thanks,
all
Marty.
Right. All right.